Workbook. Unit 2. Listening.
Listening text. Do you think deserts have always been there? Is it possible for farmland to become a desert? Can deserts become farmland again? These are important questions that need some answers. Deserts have not always been there. Possibly, a desert was once land where plants grew. For example, one of the biggest deserts in the world in North Africa was a corn-growing area in the 1st century BC. All the bread for the city of Rome came from wheat grown in North Africa. Now we know this area is a desert. But how did this happen? Well, farmland can become a desert. If there is little rain, plants die. The land gets so dry that no more plants can grow. The soil is blown away by the wind, and the dry land turns into sand. As a result, deserts take the place of the farmland. This has happened in many parts of the world, including China. But deserts can become farmland again if grass or trees are planted in the sand. In one part of China, an area of desert is turning back into farmland. When Long Jianli, a girl in Xinjiang, married a farmer, she started planting trees in the desert near her farm. She missed the trees of her hometown. She made up her mind to plant trees in the desert with her husband. They grew trees, bushes, and other plants that need a little water. They carry water from far away and take very good care of them. They have been working very hard for many years. Now they are old. Few people knew what they do until a few years ago.
A satellite was making a map of the world. As it flew over western China, it found a green place. That was the farmland where Lung Jianli and her husband were growing their new trees. They were showing how it is possible to turn a desert area back into fertile farmland again. Her work shows it is possible for one person to change the environment.
Listening task. Match the descriptions with the sites in the map.
Listening text.
Zhao Li, come to the front of the class and tell us about your research into early farming methods.
Well, I used my computer, and first I got historical information.
Who were the earliest writers giving advice to farmers, and where did they live?
They were rich Greek landowners who wrote advice to each other about how to grow the best crops.
What did other writers say?
Well, later the Roman writer, Piso, told a story about a man who owned a small farm. His crops were always better than the bigger farms, and the landowners wanted to know why. So, he showed them his healthy workers, strong tools, and powerful animals. They are the reason my crops are always good, he said. We get up early and work all day. Sometimes I work at night. That is the secret of my success.
Did you find other information?
Yes. In the Middle East and Africa, people were very successful farmers. Even though they could not read or write, they became very rich selling their crops to others. You can tell that from their tools and seeds that we have found.
Any other information?
Well, there is a farming method in North America called the Three Sisters. These are three vegetables, beans, corn, and squash, which are grown together and help each other grow and the soil stay good. The native people showed the white people how to use it when they first came to North America, and it is still used today.
Thank you so much for all that interesting information. A splendid piece of research using many different kinds of evidence. Well done.
Reading task.
An early farmer pioneer. Some people thought Jia Sixie was a lucky man. He had worked for the emperor, and when he got old, he was able to go to his hometown to relax. But Jia Sixie had other plans. He had always been interested in agriculture and intended to do something to make Chinese farming even better. Jia Sixie lived in the 6th century AD. He was born in Yidu in Shandong province and worked in Gaoyang, which is also in Shandong. As he rode through the countryside on his journeys for his work, he looked out at the fields. Some of them were greener and had more crops than others. Some cows and sheep looked healthier than others, too. He was lost in thought. How could a farmer get the good crops from his fields? Surely there must be rules that help them. He thought he could use his knowledge to find out the best ways for farmers to grow crops, and then write a book to help them. In doing so, he collected information from good farmers, studied it, and did experiments to find the best way. For example, he studied ways of keeping seeds and advised farmers to choose seed heads which had the best color. Then, he told them to hang them up to dry all winter. The next spring, the seeds should be knocked out of their seed heads and sown. He studied how to improve the soil. He advised farmers to clear weeds from the ground before planting crops. They could either let the animals eat the weeds, or turn the soil over so that the weeds were covered and would rot. Then he gave advice on turning over the soil. The first time each year, farmers should dig deeply, but the second time it should be less deep. So the autumn plowing of the soil should be deeper than the spring plowing. He suggested changing crops in the field every year. Rice one year and wheat the next, so that they would always get good crops. They should also grow different plants next to each other in the field. He also gave advice on how to fish, keep a garden, and even make wine. He wrote down his advice in a book called Qi Min Yao Shu, which was considered to be an important summary of the knowledge of farming. For centuries after Jia Sixie died, it was studied by Chinese farmers and students of agriculture.